Let's pull up the Masters broadcast, because the guy that voiced these is Grant Boone, and he right now is calling Amen Corner.
Yes, he is.
So that is his job.
For many years in a row.
When we pull up Amen Corner here on the Masters app.
After all the guys he's worked for, Ballesteros, Darren Clark, Wade Westwood, with Fitzpatrick.
65s from Rahm.
There he is.
Hovland. So we take you back to the 11th and the 2nd for Sam Bennett.
Woo!
So it's reminiscent.
So that's what Grant Boone is doing.
Right now.
Right now, he is calling the Masters.
Calling an Aggie on the 12th.
Yes, he is. So he put together all of the intros. Davey and I assisted, but what I quickly found out last year when I would write these intros and give them to Grant, he would take like one thing and then just put it aside.
That's right.
And then it was his baby all the way. So let's play a couple of these before we get going as we meet our field in the 2023 April Fool's Open. Matt Birmingham, you are up.
Pound for pound, Matt Birmingham is by far the biggest hitter in the April Fool's Open field, with a driving distance on a 1-to-1 ratio with his weight at 98.3. He was born the same month and city as Dallas golf legend Jordan Spieth, thus ending any similarities to the 175-pound three-time major winner whom Birmingham calls ripped. His debut in the April Fool's Open last year was most notable for his sartorial selection when he appeared on the first tee dressed as Batman, complete with a cape, leaving many of the confused patrons mistaking him for a flagstick. But in his second appearance, can the time waster's new star drummer shred when it's time for his solo?
Oh, it's so good.
Wow.
That is so good.
Damn.
All right. Let's meet contestants 2 and 3 as we comboed up.
Oh, could this be?
Yes.
There are two contestants in this year's April Fool's Open who need no introduction, mainly because you wouldn't recognize them anyway. Tyler Samsel and E.A. Azad. And today they make AFO history as the first players to be introduced by professional golf announcer guy as a pair, simply because of their utter anonymity. In their combined X number of months at the ticket, neither has done a single thing to distinguish himself positively or negatively. And neither is expected to crack the top 10 in this august field of 9. But should Tyler and EA, if those are even their real names, end up in a playoff, it would mark the first time they've ever been seen together in the same place.
Beautiful.
All right, let's take a break. We need one more segment to play our player intros, and then we will get to ball the rest of the contestants.
Yes.
As Grant Boone, who is calling the Masters as we speak, put these together. Let's meet one, Dave Lane.
This year's April Fool's Open is the first for new hardline co-host Davey Lane, a man who puts the fishy in golf aficionado. As his nickname Gen X would suggest, Lane's athleticism peaked before most of his competitors were even born. Then, from peaked to peaked, his weight ballooned to roughly the same number as Horton Smith's winning score of 284 at the inaugural Masters. But thanks to the soda weight loss program, the man who once described himself as a large whale still has the blowhole, but now looks primed and ready to take on this 1,100-yard, three-hole AFO gauntlet. -3 on the marital scoreboard. Can Lane lead the rest of the April Fool's Open field at the altar?
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
No lies told.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
All right, let's meet Mark Elfenbein.
Brandishing what he calls his newfangled, hickory-shafted niblick, ancient weekend host and first-year AFO contestant Mark Elfenbein goes back to the ticket's earliest days in 1994, the same year Arnold Palmer played his last U.S. Open, prompting an emotional Elfenbein to famously open his show the next day by saying, "Wait, there's a golfer name for that half-tea, half-lemonade drink?" The Lord may have rested on the seventh day, but not Elfenbein. With a voice as smooth and mellow as an iPhone Amber Alert, the station's elder statesman has owned DFW's coveted Sunday 7 to 9 a.m. drive to church time slot. So when you're picking a winner during this Holy Week, don't be too quick to pass over the elf.
I love that he shorthands it as the AFO.
I know. All right, let us meet the defending champion, Ty Walker.
Golf may not be the natural habitat for the great beast, Ty Walker. And yet last year, the dancing bear looked like the golden one, winning the April Fool's Open with a score of plus 10, using the highly unstableford scoring system. In so doing, he fended off the likes of Danny Bayless, sending the Knox City Knockers career careening into a drive-time producer gig for the Live Tour radio network. Half man, half Mandalorian, Walker's wardrobe last year turned as many heads as his golf game. His shirt and his balls were sleeveless as he confidently grabbed a handful of Top Flight X-Outs from the glass jar in the pro shop. Targeted as a potential Live defector because of his love for wrestling icon the Iron Sheik, when this tournament makes the turn toward the back hole and a half on Thursday, keep an eye on Walker coming off the top row.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Boy. All right. He just walked up with his Live golf attire. Let us say hello.
Well, hold on. Oh. And his pot leaf driver head cover, it appears.
Let us meet Jake Kemp.
Easily one of Chappie's two favorite sons, Jake Kemp returns for his third April Fool's Open, where last year he contended all the way up until the final three holes. A D-minus student of the game, Kemp parlayed his nominal awareness of generic golf terms like getting it up and down and keeping it out of the cabbage into a coveted spot as an offensive lineman on a local flag football team full of guys who are 10 years younger and believe him to be every bit as athletic as his Hang Zone co-host, Dan McDowell. Having been born on the deck chair of the family's athletic gene pool, Kemp's swing somehow manages to completely squander the aerodynamic advantage of his 6'3 frame. His game has been compared to the 1967 Masters champion whose final round 67 was super, Gay Brewer. For the man whose most notable on-air moments have come with his mouth and sometimes a nearby trash can full of pizza, is this the year that Jake Kemp delivers?
Oh, wow. That's beautiful.
That is awesome. And now let's meet our own young David Minot.
David Minot enters his second April Fool's Open with a target squarely on that famously hot back. After a whelming career as a wide receiver at Lake Dallas High, he took his talents and a Pell Grant to a school that itself sounds like an April Fool's joke, Ottawa University of Kansas. Those fast twitch muscles helped Minot's career skyrocket at the ticket. He needed just a single decade to move one seat over to the right, ascending to the throne that is Drive Time producer. If you're looking for omens this week, consider that Doug Ford was 34 when he won the 1957 Masters, the same age that Minot is today as he pulls up to the course in his 1997 Taurus.
Facts.
And finally, the only contestant who is hauling ass down Beltline Road right now trying to make his tee time, let us meet one Gordon Keith.
The man of a thousand voices and a thousand pre-show speeding tickets, Gordon Keith has finally found something he can't fake his way out of. A first appearance in the April Fool's Open. The great Gordo's checkered history with the sport goes back to 2016 when he attended the Masters, fulfilling a lifelong dream. Not his lifelong dream, mind you. No, in his annoying way, he fulfilled millions of other golf fans' dream by walking through those hallowed gates, and then just for yucks, promptly leaving to look for dilapidated typewriters at a nearby flea market. If it's true
that golf doesn't so much build character as it does expose it. No one in this field may be more likely to expose himself than Gordon Keith. He says hi.
So that is the field for